New study finds that these N95 masks can cause seizures and cancer. No, say it isn't so, Joe. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com for all your news feeds, and help support the channel. Get some of our merch there. Support us by donations, politicalbombshow.com or raydog.com. Let's talk about this. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that something is amiss when it comes to these masks and things that has been happening. Mask study published by NIH suggests N95 COVID masks may expose wearers to dangerous level of toxic compounds linked to seizures and cancer. A study published in April found disposable masks can have toxic chemicals. Experts said this could make newly instated mask mandates ineffective. The surgical N95 mask, which by the way, I sent a whole bunch of these to my mom and brother, and lo and behold, my brother got COVID 3 times. I've never gotten it, not once. I mean, someone argued, well, not argued, but we were discussing at church, and they said perhaps my immune system or my antibody was so strong that it just didn't really, you know, develop into anything. But anyway, nonetheless, these surgical N95 masks have been held up as the gold standard when it comes to protecting against COVID. But a study quietly reshared by the National Institutes of Health in spring suggests that the tight-fitting mask may expose users to a dangerous level of toxic chemicals. Researchers from Jeonbuk National University in South Korea looked at two types of disposable medical grade masks, as well as surgical reusable cotton masks. The study found that the chemicals released by these masks had eight times, remember, eight is enough to fill our lives with joy. But this time is not eight, not gonna fill your life with joy. This time, eight times the recommended safety limit of toxic volatile organic compounds. Inhaling TVOCs, that's for short, has been linked to health issues like headaches and nausea, while prolonged and repeated has been linked to organ damage and even, dare I say, cancer. It is clear that particular attention must be paid to the VOCs associated with with the use of KF94 medical mask, their effects of human health, the researchers wrote in the study published in April. However, there are ways to reduce the danger. They said exposure can be significantly reduced if a mask is opened and left to sit for at least 30 minutes, the researcher wrote. But obviously that's not going to happen because you're supposed to have it on all times. This suggests that the packaging of these masks could play a role in the amount of chemicals they have. The study was published in the journal Ecotoxology and Environmental Safety and on the NIH's website. The NIH said, inclusion in an NLM database does not imply endorsement of or agreement with the contents by NLM or the National Institutes of Health. The researchers found that the levels of TVOCs were 14 times, so it's not no longer 8 is enough, it's 14 times the lower in cloth mask and didn't pose a risk to human health. However, the study did not measure the effect of people actually wearing the masks. Stuart Fisher, an internal medicine physician in New York, told DailyMail.com that strong conclusions couldn't be drawn from the study. However, he did say that increasingly evidence has shown the drawbacks of mask wearing. He added that there seems to be diminishing returns on the need for masks. So, I mean, I'm not going to read through all. There's lots more to read here. But the fact of the matter is, these masks are not what it seems to be. It really isn't. If you want to read the full article, we'll leave a link to it. And you can draw your own conclusion. I'm not here to draw a conclusion for you. I've drawn my own conclusion. And I never did buy those masks. I mean, my mom requested them, and that's the only reason I bought a whole bunch for her. But I only really used the cloth ones because I had to. I was forced to. But nonetheless, what do you think? Are you in agreement with this study, or you don't care? What's your take on this? Don't forget to visit politicalbombshow.com. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. You could also visit raydog.com or politicalbombshow.com. Click on support us and or look through our store and see if you like anything there. And we'll see you in the next one. Here we come.